smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Smile, you're at Mr. Smiley's. Would you like to try our new beef and cheese pot pie on a stick? Just $1.99 for a limited time only?
We were just at a seminar. Buddy, this is Mike.
Her husband. We've met before, but something tells me you're going to remember me this time.
Whoa. You are so busted. You know, this really doesn't concern you.
Well, actually, Janine is senior drive-thru manager, so you kind of are on her turf. So, this makes sense.
Oh, Lester.
Honey, it's okay. I want you to be happy. Would you like smiley sauce with that?
Lester, just stop it.
No, no. You don't get to tell me what to do. Ever. Again.
Yeah.
That rocks.
Damn right, Lester.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Woo! I gotta say, Mrs. Burnham, when you first came here, I thought you would be hopeless. But you're a natural.
Well, all I know is I love shooting this gun.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Mr. Smiley's. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, I don't think there's a gayer song in the world than You've Got That Love and Feeling, because you got two dudes singing a love song to each other.
First, it's You've Lost That Love and Feeling, but, not to be terribly anal with you.
I'm responsible for anal leakage!
And, of course, it's a cover, right? I mean, it was right. Done, Hall & Oates weren't the first two to do
well,
it.
Well, the Righteous Brothers did it first, so all along it's been
two guys singing it. But I would say that during the 80s, Hall & Oates certainly, you know, had a gay look to them. Uh-huh. But then again, didn't we all have a gay look?
Well, the one guy really looked gay.
Which one? Daryl Hall?
The tall one. The one that didn't look like Howard Stern's producer.
Daryl Hall.
That's the guy.
Yeah, John Oates was the shorter one with big teeth.
Mm-hmm. Private Eyes may be the worst video ever in the history of MTV.
Pretty bad.
And not only because it was done on a bad Betamax recorder, but it has them wearing like Dick Tracy clothes, popping around a corner going, in their trench coats going, Private Eyes, ooh, watching
you. We're watching you.
Ooh, ooh.
How many hits did Hall & Oates have during that period of time?
About a billion.
Ridiculous.
A lot. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, ask Rob how many of those gay songs are on his iPod.
Hey, all of them are.
No, not the Kylie Minogue. Kylie Minogue was not on his iPod.
No.
And how-
God, you could have played along for once.
I've got all of them.
But when it comes to music or stuff like that, he is, I hate to use the word, anal. Because, you know, he...
I'm responsible for anal leakage! He's what you call anal, isn't he, man?
You don't have the Kylie Minogue, but you have all the other ones?
Of course. Musically, I'm the biggest flaming queen in Rockville. Let's talk show tunes.
Yes. Oh, show tunes.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
When you're a jet.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
Yeah, hi, we're here. What's happening?
I'm just wondering if you could tell me, why is Sam Harris going on a cruise with all them queers?
Why is who?
Sam Harris.
Sam Harris? Why is he cruising with all them queers?
I give you my answer in the song. Somewhere over the rainbow.
Now listen, all you need to know is three words, Sam Harris. Sugar don't bite.
Oh, that was his hit. Oh, yeah. That was his one hit.
He was talking to his dog after he inserted some peanut butter. Sugar don't bite. What?
Sugar
what about that, guys?
Hold on, sir. Calm down. You seem to be very agitated.
Come on, you want to do the homophobe thing with us, but you're jumping in a little too fast. Come on there, guys. Hey, he's a fag there, guys.
Get your act together.
All right, what's queer?
That's queer.
Sam Harris is an American legend.
Uh-huh. Oh, the guy just hung up.
Yeah.
He used to wear those very high tuxedo pants.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The really gay song by Hall & Oates, it was Juan on Juan.
One-on-one, I want to play my
that
game
tonight.
You know it well, then.
Yes.
God knows I've played it a million times, heard it, never thought of it in a gay way. No. Always thought it was like a man against a woman.
This guy did.
Very gay in Mexico.
One-on-one.
One-on-one.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was terrific.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Really funny.
Good.
Hi, sis. I didn't ask how you were doing, but I'm glad to know you're doing well. Or you said good.
What can we do for you, ma'am?
I tell you what, talk whenever we talk.
That's right. I really hear you thinking, and then we will pause and wait for you to say something, and then you finally figure out what you want to say, and then we start to talk because we've waited, and there you are.
So go ahead.
And there I am. Yes, there I am.
Yeah. Go ahead, darling.
Now you're repeating what we say.
Well, I was calling with a little funny joke for you. I don't know if you
all
heard it
or not.
Oh, a joke. Well, maybe. Are you a new listener to our show?
No, I listen to you every afternoon on my way home from work.
Well, God bless you. Then you certainly know the drill. If you have a joke that you think is funny, you can tell it. And if we don't laugh, we give out your phone number on the air.
Oh, no. I don't want to do that.
Now, how long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, it's been several years.
Let me just say, if every business held their clients as accountable as we do, you people with your stupid jokes, America wouldn't be as effed up as we are right now.
That's right.
Here you are jumping up saying, I've got a joke, and as soon as we say, you got to attach a little responsibility to it, suddenly the material's not so good, is it, darling?
Now, you may have been listening for a long time, but you haven't listened hard enough because that rule has been in, well, I think that rule's been here since the show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've had that rule for as long as I can remember, and the rule is you give a joke, you have to put your phone number up, and if we don't like the joke or we don't laugh at the joke, we give your number out over the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want.
Right, and you know why? Because now that you and hold on for a second, because now you think about it, you think, well, it's really not that funny, is it? being as we're agreed on that,
that was an agreement. That was an agreeing chuckle.
Yeah. Being as we're in agreement on that, why are you trying to ruin our show today?
I'm not trying to ruin your show today, right?
Well, now, hold on.
I'm a first-time caller.
No, you're not. You've called seven times before. We have everything on computers.
No. That is totally wrong.
Excuse me. We have this. It's computer software.
I mean, I swear on my kid's life, you may have been on the air never before, but you've called us seven times.
Or someone from this number has.
Would there be anybody else in the domicile that maybe has called this number?
I guess that's possible.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Now you seem to be getting a little quiet now.
All we're asking you to do is be accountable for your actions.
So you called and you don't think the joke is worthy of your phone number going out on the
air.
But
it's worthy of ruining our show.
See what we mean? That's why we do that. Now, why don't you think that the joke is worthy?
Why? Because I thought it was funny when I heard it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait a minute. Now, you think it's funny, but you don't think we'll think it's funny?
I don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah.
So really, it doesn't matter to you.
Listen,
it does matter.
But you see, what we're doing here is we are feeding our families, you see.
That's why I called, because I thought that you guys would enjoy to hear a funny joke.
If it's very funny, and if you're not going to waste our time and the ever-diminishing number of people that are listening while you're on the air, you either say what you have to say or get out of town, honey.
So it's a hello. There she goes.
And thanks for calling on Only Child Monday.
That was a first, by the way. That's the first time that we've warned somebody about the phone number rule that they didn't go ahead and tell the joke.
Yeah, I think that normally people that call, they know the rule, and they don't care about it.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
They're learning.
That NASCAR camera, what's it called?
Digger.
Would you feel better if it was Digger?
Are we going to get back to that again? I did notice yesterday during the race.
Hey, how about that Toyota Motor Company, huh?
During the race yesterday, while they did refer to him as Digger,
yes.
their little gopher cam,
right?
They smartly took that gigantic word off the screen.
Good. And isn't there consternation in NASCAR land today? Oh, yeah. Toyota!
Japs.
Toyota won!
Finally.
Japs won.
Yeehaw!
It happened.
Did you hear them yelling about Goodyear tires?
Oh, my God. I saw Tony Stewart after the race. Now, I watch NASCAR. I swear to God, I don't understand what's one tire from another. Please don't bore us now and call and tell us why. It's just funny. I'm watching the race. Tony Stewart finished second.
That was 1-2 for the Toyota race, and for the Toyota cars.
It's pretty good. So they go to Tony Stewart. He jumps out of his car, and he says, I just want to say, These are the worst tires I've ever driven on. Goodyear can suck on my left one. And hold on, Robbie. Let me paraphrase, because he says Firestone makes better tires. Somebody else makes better tires. All I know is that these tires suck. And I go, wow. And then they go to Dale Earnhardt, and he says, well, you know, whatnot. I think the tires stink.
Really? So everybody was slamming Goodyear yesterday?
Yeah. Well, Tony Stewart and Dale Jr. did, wow, both right after the race.
What was the problem with their tires? Were they melting or something like that?
It's a problem with they think the Goodyear has not made tires that acclimate to the weather conditions.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. They give off too much rubber. They burn off too fast. You got the tape of that?
I do. It's okay.
Who's this, Tony?
This is a first. It's the winner.
I don't care about the winner. Tony. Where's Tony? Where's the 20 car? Here we go.
Smoke, we've never heard more comments from guys today working the wheel. How worn out are you after the 500 miles today?
That's the most pathetic racing tire I've ever been on in my professional career. They exited out of Formula One. They exited out of the IRL. They exited out of CART. They exited out of World Outlaws. And there's a reason for that, because Goodyear can't build a tire that's worth a crap. So, If I were Goodyear, I'd be really embarrassed about this weekend and what they brought us here. It didn't keep us from winning the race, and how we got to second, I don't know. I'm really proud of our guys on the team and really proud of their pit stops. So
that's my man, Tony Stewart.
You know, what's funny is when you listen to that, and these obviously are professional race car drivers, can you imagine, though, how do you know? How do you really know? I guess you know from the way your car is moving. But, I mean, they know better than we know. But, I mean, the average Joe out there, he doesn't know whether his tires are working or not.
Well, bad Dale Jr. whatnot, he feels the same way.
It was really frustrating. I'm glad we're past it. Hopefully there was a good lesson learned. Hopefully, you know, Goodyear doesn't like to hear people bashing them tires, and I don't like doing it, but I ain't going to sit here and put up with this.
Wow.
Goodyear does not like to hear about them bashing them tires. Them tires on them cars.
Them tires
on them cars are real important, like.
And I swear to God, yesterday, one of those announcers, not the boogity, boogity, boogity guy, maybe Mike Joy, is that the guy's name, like the Joe Buck of that? He said on more than one occasion, I'm fixing to.
I'm fixing to go to the Goodyear headquarters and tell them about them tires.
If that happens one more time, I'm fixing to get on the radio and tell the boys, slow down and turn number four. Are you fixing to?
Okay, during the race, you watched some of the race yesterday?
Yep, I did.
During the race, was there any evidence that, what, were cars spinning out? Were they sliding around? Were there accidents? Is that why the tires were, why everybody was slamming the tires?
I don't really, Mike, I wish I understood. I don't know. I guess Tony Stewart is bitching about the tires last week. I didn't notice the guy that won the race.
Wouldn't you love
bitching about the tires?
What if it was like they came out like layman and said, I'll tell you about these tires. I got out of my car after the race, and I took a penny, and it went, you know, it went right up to the tread. It was real front, but then again, they're racing slick, so.
The rule is, if you see Lincoln's head,
we have to
replace.
You got to get your new tires. Them tires ain't them tires that I put on my car. I don't know about them tires anymore.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don, I think I caught you in a little bit of hypocrisy.
Oh, really? It wouldn't be the first time, but go ahead.
You said that lady was wasting your time.
Yes.
But if we're here...
Bye!
No, it's not. No, it's not Mr. Hand.
He was going to do Mr. Hand. Isn't it our time?
It's always our time, meaning our time, which is why you're not here now.
Exactly.
Bye-bye.
I know one thing. When I'm on a race car and I'm going around that track, if them tars ain't going to be what I expect them to be,
Goodyear,
I would just say to Goodyear Company, why you bring them tires to the racetrack in the first place? There ain't no reason you're going to bring them tires down this race course unless you're going to put tires on that I can race with good.
Goodyear can kiss my ass.
I don't know how we got number two. Normally you get number two by eating food. You see what happens after that. But, them tires was bad, pure and simple. And I could sit here and talk to your ear off all day and whatnot about it, but them tires ain't good.
Smoke, we've never heard more comments from guys today working the wheel. How worn out are you after the 500 miles today?
That's the most pathetic racing tire I've ever been on in my professional career. They exited out of Formula One. They exited out of the IRL. They exited out of CART. They exited out of World Outlaws.
Yeah.
And there's a reason for that, because Goodyear can't build a tire that's worth a crap. So.
All right, now I would say right there, Tony.
Now, he doesn't sound like Dale.
No, Tony Stewart actually makes a pretty articulate.
Very much so.
At least so you can understand. They make crap. They don't make good tires.
It was really frustrating. I'm glad we're past it. Hopefully there was a good lesson learned. Hopefully, you know, Goodyear doesn't like to hear people bashing them tires, and I don't like doing it, but I ain't going to sit here and put up with this.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
Quot not.
He might have misremembered.
Quot not.
I think he misremembers.
Quot not.
Damn right.
Well, I have one question for you.
What is that?
Well, does this mean the blimp's going to go away?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You're missing the worst. What you might could do.
What?
What, Dumas?
The worst thing there's hillbilly say is what you might could do.
What you might could do. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the racers?
Yeah. The announcers.
The announcers. Oh, do they say that really, what you might could do? Well, you know, the thing is, you can catch guys in that all the time. If you ever bother to watch, like, a football game or a basketball game, baseball game, they're always saying, like, there he go to catch them, der, there, ball, there, left, right, now.
In the speed of battle, sometime you're going to make a slip like that.
Out order of.
But I don't want to talk about that slip. I want to talk about
tars.
The kind of slip you have when you're on them Goodyear tires.
Mm-hmm. Tars.
You know, I know what they don't like to hear nobody talk bad about them after them races when them tires aren't going to be working no good.
I'll tell you one thing. Remember those Firestone tires? They click, click, click. They blow up real bad. I remember that, man. Yeah. Dateline NBC. I tell you what, them Pintos, click, 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 boom.
I tell you, the most important thing you got to do, you make sure you rotate them tires because you don't want to be have one tire in one part of your car and another tire in another part of your car, and then obviously you'll be driving along and have one of them tires blow out right on you. You go 70 miles an hour, they're going to just turn into rubber on the road, and you don't want that to happen because you'd be in big, be in a world of hurt.
Pretty near have an accident.
Yeah.
That's another word.
At least Pertinier is in Kansas, right?
Pertinier. Yeah.
Pertinier.
Pertinier.
I tell you, one time, I'm back in a car, lost a tire.
I'm fixing to get on some commercials here, Mike. So, come on, we got to wrap it up.
Oh, I apologize. Okay. You play them funny commercials. I like to fall out.
Pertinier time.
You play them funny commercials. They're the ones I like. I really do. Goodies headache powders. That's what I enjoy.
Would you like some pie?
I'd like a big pie.
Would you like chocolate pie?
I think I'll go with banana custard.
Thank you very much.
Hey, wild card.
Hey, how about that?
Wild.
Just feeling like a gourmet.
We'll be right back, friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.